where I lay. Would you let me out to play? Crystal heart in the gray. Hi, lovely listeners. 我是 Jenny. 欢迎大家又一次收听由看言英语带给你的学习节目。
Hey guys, this is One Happy Adam.
Do you mean that sarcastically?
No, I meant that quite sincerely.
Oh, 所以我们今天就要跟大家说说英语里的很多什么什么 Lee 啊。
Lots of Lees today.
So lots of adverbs.
Adverbs, yeah. Can we call it Adam's adverbs?
啊，可以啊，这个 rhyme.
Yeah, yeah.
对吧
?ish, yeah.
前面 rhyme. 好，那对英语里面其实很多副词，特别我们今天要讲的那些呢，都是 you can use them, on their own, 就不一定是要用在一句话里面的。
Most of them, because my idea for Adam's adverbs is to break them up, but there's not enough. So there's a few other ones I'd like to say at the end that I don't like.
Oh.
So the first ones are going to be ones I really like. They're super useful, and you can just say them by themselves.
Totally.
Totally.
是吧好的那如果你想掌握这些 native speaker 说英语的小窍门啊就像这些可以单独使用的小副词那就不要错过我们今天的节目还有我们搭配的这个文字推送。我们的文字推送呢就在我们的公众号里。我们公众号叫什么呢就叫开言英语开放的开语言的言啊。好那 Adam, 这些 adverbs, 前面你跟我说你昨天跟你一个好朋友晚上出去然后就说今天要做这集节目 So you guys were prepping and you were writing down, you were jotting down these adverbs.
So many, very, very seriously.
Seriously,、seriously 就是你今天想给我们介绍的一个好用、妙用的副词是吧
Yeah, seriously is a good one because you can use so many different tones with it.
这个 serious 就是很严肃、认真 Seriously、
right.
就是严肃的、认真的其实它有的时候就是 really 的意思
It's like really.、now again, if someone is complaining about something, then you can answerSeriously.
啊比如 Spencer 说哎姐你好烦啊一直让我们做这个做那个然后你可以
Seriously.
就你说太对了是不是
Right, right, right. But the way that I always remember this is an ex-girlfriend of mine, whenever she was mad at me,、would just say, Seriously.
就没有上下文没有 context, 然后你的前女友就对你
Seriously?Like, maybe I forgot her birthday, or I canceled the plans tonight. I just want to stay in and watch The Crown.
Seriously?
Seriously?
就是不会吧、又来了认真的是吧所以这个 seriously 比较多是用在 complain, 是抱怨的
complain,
是吧、
yeah. Yes, exactly.、
就不太用在我说 Jenny 是个真好的老板这么体贴我们。然后你说 seriously
I mean you could yeah I mean so again we've said the word totally a few times if I'm agreeing with you in like a really positive sense then I probably will say totally
哦这样好记住了就是前女友然后吐槽的 seriously 现女友很喜欢 totally
totally
是吧好的那接下来今天这期节目都是 Adam 的这个心血啊，都是 follow 你的 logic, 你的逻辑。
Okay, well, I think I've already got off my logic a bit, but here's another one that you can say for complaining. Complaining here. Honestly.
又是吐槽的、啊。
Yeah.
这个 honestly, honest 就是很诚实的那个、
right.
是吗
But in this case, it just means, okay, picture this,、like a mother is really angry that her kids...didn't do their homework or just didn't clean their room or her husband is late or something. Honestly.
Honestly.、
Yeah.
对我觉得这个 honestly 的场景呢通常就是你刚刚说一个妈妈或者、太太对吧、小孩比如又、作业不做啦丈夫又很晚回家什么他的那个心里的独白就是怎么又来了然后他、但他会说出来的只会说 honestly 这一个词
honestly,
对吧
yeah, yeah.
就哎你们怎么这样啊就这屡教不改是不是
right,
honestly,
honestly.、
对我觉得 honestly 更加多的是用在对就这种 complain 而且你已经就 I couldn't put up with it anymore 就忍受不了了
right right exactly
好那再接下来呢
well one I just said a couple times exactly
Oh, exactly.
That's a good one. Kind of like totally.
对, 对
definitely.
没错，就是这几个我觉得 totally, exactly, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely is fun because we always split it into two and you can put words in between it.
什么意思啊？
Well, usually they're bad words, so I won't say them here, but like, abso-friggin-lutely.
我记得以前我看 Sex and the City 里面他们就会这样讲。
Yeah, it's funny. It's just kind of funny to do it. Abso-beep-lutely.
但之前我跟 Spencer 也做过一期节目，就是说这个英语说脏话啊什么的嘛，就是不要用这种去 show off your English is really good. 就还是要看the company you're with, 你跟谁在一起，然后那个到底什么样的 situation,
right,
是吧？
Yeah.
在我人生中就从来没有说过你刚刚的 absent 然后加脏话那个例。
Yeah.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
Honestly.
Honestly, I'm a lady.
我刚刚的 honestly 就用了非常的这个真诚是吧、很 sincerely 的。
Okay, how about this one? How about this one? We've talked a lot about things you can say in positive situations, things you can say in negative situations. I don't know if you guys have ever encountered people who, you know, they say a lot of things, and maybe, you know, maybe the things won't happen.
就是老给人家画饼然后也不 realize 的对吧
Maybe. So the whole point is that this person also wants you to agree with them, but you don't really believe what they're saying will happen. So you could say something like, hopefully. Hopefully.
Hopefully. 就但愿如此吧是吧、但你 imply 的你自己心里想的就是基本上没有什么 hope, 没有什么希望。
Probably not, but you can still say it. I hope, well, hopefully, hopefully.
比如老在 work on the new project, 一个新项目或者什么。
Well, interestingly enough, you mentioned...
Interestingly, 你刚才。
Interestingly enough, yeah.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah, okay, I could say interestingly. Yeah. Interestingly, you already mentioned my friend and I were writing these down. The waitress, she came over and she asked what we were doing. And we're writing down adverbs. What are you doing?And she saw one that has to do with a man named Trump. And then she said something like, oh, Trump's going to be in jail soon. And you could say, yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But probably not.
你讲到 Trump, 他不是还说过什么 bigly?
Bigly, yeah.
这个不是一个词吧,是他自己发明的。
I think I've heard it before, but he just uses it a lot.
Big 就是大嘛、largely 是一个词啊 like、
right.
I largely agree with you
yeah.
yeah, like 开言英语很好我可以说 yeah largely 就是总的来说还不错但我们还有很多 gap 我们还有很多提升的空间
Right, Trump is not a master of grammar Let's put it that way
Seriously
Seriously
好那你 list 上面你的这个表上面还有什么精彩的副词
Okay, how about this one? We've talked a lot on this program and also in other open language things about emails and letters. So when we're signing off of these letters, people want to know, do we still use the word sincerely?
就是写邮件或者现在还有人写信吗如果有的话 sign off 落款写什么
Right, so sincerely Jenny or sincerely Adam. Personally, I've never used the word sincerely in emails or letters.
这个就让我想到还有 faithfully.
Well, faithfully is good. Faithfully yours.
Faithfully yours.
Yeah, faithfully yours. It's kind of like yours truly.
对。
But since we're just talking about one words, single words here, the one I always use,graciously.
Oh, you sign off 写邮件或写信后面可以 sign off with graciously?
That's the way I do it. Because I think, you know, sincerely, well, what's the point of saying you're sincere about something?
对其实反正就这一串词它的意思就比较像我们中文的说此致敬礼就是 I'm writing this with, you know, all my heart.
All my heart.
I'm very earnest and,
right.
对吧很诚挚的、啊、
Right, right, right.But when I'm writing something, I'm usually asking for something. Dear Jenny, can I please have a raise? Graciously, Adam. Of course, I'm being sincere.
Okay, okay, graciously. 好，那 Adam, 我其实还是想再回到前面我们 kind of gloss over 很快讲的那三个就是、exactly,、totally.
Totally.
还有一个是
definitely,
definitely 对因为我觉得这三个 they are your fallback adverbs
yes
fallback 就是很好的备选是很安全的只要任何的这个场景你 if you agree with the other person
right
然后对吧你跟他意见一样你不知道 要说什么，我觉得最 native 的说法就是你就挑任意一个、嗯、比如说今天天气真好 totally
totally
Adam 声音很好听 exactly 对吧、嗯、就任何的 situation 可能是很小的事甚至很复杂的东西你都可以用这几个很简单的副词来表达、嗯 that you agree with the other person、
嗯、exactly totally definitely abso-friggin-lutely
好那今天你说还挑了几个你不太喜欢的
Yeah, some ones I really don't like. Just a couple. We already said bigly. Actually, I think bigly is really funny.
我还是不太知道要怎么用 Anyway.
Anyway, don't worry about that one too much. There are two that native speakers, especially American native speakers, overuse、
oh.
to the point where they don't mean anything anymore.、Words have meaning, guys. You know, just remember that.
And these two words are?
Literally.
Literally.
I literally ate 100 pizzas yesterday.
哦、oh, 对这个我们好像以前也做过节目就是说美国人特别喜欢说什么 practically, literally,、mm. technically, 是吗
Technically is the other one I hate.、Yeah,
对
that's the next one. But literally, people are just using it to emphasize.
而且因为 literal 的意思就是一五一十从字面上讲、mm. 我毫不夸张的 like without exaggeration 但现在他在口语里面第一像 Adam 说的 overuse 就是滥用、mm. 用太多而且是 misuse 因为现在的人跟你说 literally 他其实都是在 exaggerate
exactly exactly there were literally a million people on the bus today
对就 literally 这个 bus 上有一百万人这怎么可能是 literal 是吧、
mm, exactly it's a big bus
那好 literally 是一个你不喜欢然后还有前面说一个什么 technically?
Technically.、
Oh, technically 到底什么意思呢?
Technically is, it means、if you look at something from a very, very narrow point of view.
A very technical point
very
of
technical,
view.
A very technical, it's correct.
技术层面、
Yeah. Well, first of all, when I hear this word, I really picture like a person from the American South. well, technically...
Technically、
yeah. something. So, like, for example,、oh, here's one.、technically, China is the same age as my dad.
Oh, technically, 中国和你爸爸同岁。
Mm.
你爸爸几岁
?5,000 years old. No, my dad is 68, yeah, 69 almost.
啊、oh, ，所以你说 technically, 就严格意义上说就是我们新中国和你爸爸是同岁是吧、
right.
但是我们中国有5000年悠久的历史和文化。
Right, so of course it's not true, but、mm. it's technically correct.
啊、所以 technically 我觉得就是咱们中文说的从严格意义上说。
Mm. Right, a really serious, really narrow meaning.
对但是呢现在我觉得像 Adam 很不喜欢这个副词就是因为很多人 they overuse it and they misuse it
well they misuse it
对他就是他用错了他跟你讲那个东西完全不是从严格意义上说但是 they'll just throw these 我觉得像 literally technically practically 都是听起来比较高级、mm, 比较 sophisticated、
right.
的那种词所以呢就很多人喜欢用就是 because it makes them sound smarter
that's absolutely absolutely correct there are times when I want to say technically I can't think of another word to use、mm. but I just hate the word so much that I just choose not to speak
你不要这样跟自己斗气这有什么意思呢好了看开一点吧好那今天我们跟大家讲了很多日常口语中可以让你英语变得更流利的副词其实英语学习它就是非常多角度非常多层面的啊从副词我们也可以延展出那么多有意思的用法和这个语言背后的故事那如果你喜欢开言我们带给你的非常轻松但又非常实用的英语学习内容呢大家可以看一下我们的会员课程因为我们会员课程就是所有的课都是由我们北美的外教主播精心为大家编写为大家讲解的因为我们希望做到让你即使在国内没有出国也能够有一个沉浸式的英语学习环境那如果你想体验一下我们的会员课程呢大家也可以到我们的微信公众号直接点击菜单你就可以来试试我们为你精心挑选大概有20多节的会员课程之后如果你喜欢的话呢在公众号升级也是最快最方便最优惠的途径好，感谢大家的收听 We'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys It's time for a new start Blinded eyes
to